So they'll stop talking, but they know they've now got a ton of thinking about you.
Exactly.
Right? Kind of person is this, don't you? Yeah. Basically, you've got to find a place of rapport to be able to say that and be heard. So there's got to be a place where you're actually connected enough to the person to be able to speak truthfully to them. So you know what I'm picking up now is that you've got a ton of questions. And I'm actually feeling like there's a bit of aggression in your voice, you know, and I don't want to get defensive, and you know, I don't want it to be an argument, it's not what it's about. But essentially, you're kind of really connecting with what's true on the inside, and you're just trying to reflect that back in a way which diffuses it, you know, and it takes the charge out of it. You want to have that. Because otherwise, you charge yourself. That's best.
Okay, I don't understand.
And the thing is, you know, if you're talking to somebody about something, they're not going to sit and listen all the time, sit for 5 minutes generally.
Somewhere.
If I've shared it with friends,
Someone throw in one question, some will bombard you with them, more even listen to the same sentence, and everything in between. So, you know, it's good to be exposed to this spectrum of possibilities and to see where it touches you. Okay, let's just come back together. Stay with your groups for a minute, but we'll come back together as a whole group and just get a very quick sense of how that was and whether anybody's traumatised in these first days before we go home. But I just want to say, from what I saw, you were great. You all did great. And even though it was... obviously, it was a set-up situation, and some of you are aware of that. It's like, well, it feels a bit contrived, and yeah, of course, it's a role play, okay? But having said that, did you notice how that you can get hooked in a role play? Who noticed that? Yeah? The border between role play and so-called real life is much blurrier than we think, right? We're actually role-playing life most of the time. We just don't know it. So there wasn't that much difference, really. So I was, that's one thing to notice. But it was, what I really liked was seeing that the variety of responses and things, the creativeness coming from the listeners was great. Some of you were really, really giving the speakers a tough time, which was fine. I gave you license to do that. And as speakers, that's quite challenging, isn't it? It can be. Especially if you think you've got this message that you want to get across. And obviously it would be different in a, you know, in a real life situation if you were sharing with a client or in a talk or something like that. But in a way it wouldn't be that different either. You're getting to practice something which is not that different. So just from your own experience, what did you find?
Well,
What was it as bad as you anticipated, Don? No? Okay.
I thought it was worse.
You thought it was worse.
I thought it, for me personally, it was worse because I felt I couldn't, again, it's my thinking.
Yeah.
We were just discussing afterwards how normally it normally comes in a given situation that you apply it, and whatever comes up at the time seems appropriate at the time.
Sure.
And this was really like, uncanny. It didn't feel real in the same sense. And the other thing was...
Yeah, so you had a bunch of thinking about, this is an artificial situation, therefore I can't be spontaneous in the normal way. And this
yes,
is a,
yes.
And guess what happened to your spontaneity? Yeah? It went out the window, you see? But there's nothing in this situation that says that you can't just be spontaneous and trust what comes, except your own thinking about it. But it's great that you saw that. It's great that you saw it. Because that could happen in another situation, just as well.
I just don't like being challenged.
Right, so of course you got challenged.
I just really want to run away.
You want to run away? Yeah. Leave me alone, stop hassling me. Yeah, I'm just trying to share something with you here, and what are you doing? You're just giving me a hard time with these bloody questions. Yeah.
I should have said that.
It's just quite a hard thing to explain, isn't it?
It's not the easiest thing to explain, for sure.
And I've realised that I've had a few opportunities, and I've just thought,
I'm going to keep quiet. Yeah.
Somebody else said to me, as long as you don't mention God, that's fine. And I thought, well, I probably am going to mention God, so I've got to shut up. So, I've got defensive before I've even said anything.
Right. This is good to see.
Which it would definitely came out. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think you started off very well, though.
I felt quite relaxed at the beginning. I thought, well, I'm just going to chill. I'm not going to get myself worked up. But out comes your confusion.
Okay, so you had a tough time.
I was rambling.
You got caught rambling.
I thought I'd stick to the giving an example.
Yeah.
I was speaking slowly.
Yeah.
Clearly, so as not to upset the other person.
Okay.
And confuse them with my description.
Yeah. So in your efforts to not overwhelm them with too much information, what happened? Did you lose the client somehow, or the listener?
Yeah, I gave two examples, and I had them all visual in my head, situations. So I was garbled.
Bear in mind that I did preface it by saying just one aspect.
Yeah.
You don't have to teach the whole thing, just one aspect. Yeah. I did say that. I know that some of you did that. Some of you just talked about thought or something along those lines. And even thought is already a big topic. You could talk about one aspect of thought, right? And really narrow it down to just one thing.
That's
so
what I was trying to do, Ian. That my thoughts, we get the thoughts coming through, and how to pick which ones to take notice of.
Mm.
And if
that's the point you were trying to get across.
Yeah.
And how did she get it across?
I was doing really, really well, but then I think thought maybe I wasn't, and went off on a different tangent.
Right.
So then we'd hop to that one, and then it was nearly there, and then it was really good, and then.
But then she
changed,
kind of she diluted it a bit by going off.
Yeah.
That's good.
What you said was, does that resonate with you? Have you ever had anything
exactly
similar?
Check in with the person. If you think for a moment that you might have lost the listener, or if you yourself start getting unsure how it's coming across, the obvious and easy thing to do is just ask the person, is this making sense to you? What have you heard in what I just said? Can you resonate with this? Is there something similar happened in your life? And you take all the pressure off yourself then. You just ask the person, how's that coming across? How does that sound, what I just said to you? Tell me what you've understood by what I've just said.
Yeah, I'm not giving a lecture.
Exactly.
That's the feeling I get. I think, I've got to do it properly.
We get into explaining mode. And then, you see, the problem, and some of you picked this up, which was great, when we feel like the other person's not really getting it, what do? We crank up our explanation. So we get louder, faster, more examples, cram more information. It's the last thing we want to do because it doesn't work. And you saw it. What's great is that you saw how that doesn't work. Okay, so in that sense, it's a worthwhile exercise. What works is the opposite. You actually slow down. If anything, get quiet, get reflective, check in with the person. And what you want to crank up is your listening. Yeah, you want to really crank up your listening at that moment. How am I being received? How is this coming across? How well are they getting a sense of what I'm trying to convey? And you can pick that up by the feeling between you, and you can also pick it up just by asking a question. How does that sound to you? Yeah. So this is good to see.
It's interesting that in certain other situations that I've been in, I felt or I knew or whatever that people weren't listening.
You knew that they weren't?
Yeah, well, I was talking too much crap, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I was aware that this is a newish, say, don't go on. Don't try to paint the picture of, you know, the map of Cos and where everything is, and to give an essence of explaining it.
Yeah.
And that actually, if somebody asks me about it, they might possibly be interested.
Right, you've got an opening at least.
Yeah.
But
if I go in and say, well, you must know about this, and then, who's going to listen anyway?
But I would say that as a general rule, what you're looking for, probably, is a ratio of about, let's say, 90% listening and 10% explaining. And what you'll find is you'll do a better job of explaining it from that kind of perspective. In other words, if you do way more listening or more careful listening, if you just say a little bit, you could talk for maybe 30 seconds or a minute maximum. Just a little bit, just give a little bit of a taster. And then you go into listening mode. And you really listen carefully. What did you just hear from what I said? Does that make sense to you, what I just said? Is that something you can relate to? So you're listening. And when you've basically got a feel for how that person's understood it and how it relates to them in their world, now you can go back and give them another little 10%. And really, it's that kind of ratio that you'll find makes for an easier, much easier dialogue. Easy way of putting this across. Otherwise, what you get into, if it's the other way around, you get into the convincing mode, you know, or the lecturing mode. As you were saying, it's like talking to someone in a foreign language. You just talk louder until they hear it. You know? Doesn't work very well. But the first one that you gave, you seemed to be on a roll, was it, Mark? And I don't know who you were talking to. You say, "Yeah, I'm enjoying this." Was he explaining something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was on a roll. And was it coming across well?
I can't remember.
You can't remember. It's obviously not a politics.
No, well, I think
what
we found was that it was so subtle, it was difficult to explain.
It's inherently difficult to explain.
You know, it's
that's
so
the nature of it.
I mean, even now, we were talking about from September to now, if people say, in what way has it changed you?
Yeah.
You know, I really have to sort of think about it.
I know.
Because it's like, that's the way you are now.
Yeah.
It's not like, not even thinking about the way you were.
Yeah. It's tricky. Well, it was good for me to hear what Debbie was saying, because she was giving real life examples of things that she found. She was saying like something about, I don't know, in my relationship with my husband, I noticed, you know, it used to be that he'd come in and I'd already have an assumption about how he is and what his mood is in, and da, 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 and then I'd start reacting to that. And when I started to see that that's just my own thoughts, it's not actually who he is, it transformed our relationship, you know, boom. It's a very, very succinct explanation, but that's a very practical thing that anybody can relate to, yeah. So it's finding examples like this that are, let's say, tangible enough, concrete enough, that people can go, oh yeah, yeah, I've done that. You know, I've definitely made assumptions about someone and it's turned out to be not true. and then I got caught in the consequences of my own assumptions. Yeah. So it is inherently difficult to explain the principles. It's almost impossible. But what we can share is our experience of them.
What I felt is that as I was talking in the beginning, it was very mellow and whatever I don't expect. Not trying to, but I felt like I was talking from, you know, I'm just talking for myself.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But eventually, as sort of the questions started progressing,
it got a bit intense.
I snapped automatically back to kind of what I've explaining mode.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a good analogy.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
And
you might want to write this down.
Because that one kind of worked for me. So
yeah.
And this one I thought, but it's not the same thing. It's not like when you're talking about what you went through yourself. You
yeah.
Know, it's not. It's still a good analogy, probably, but it's just
sure.
not as
yeah.
powerful.
It's not generally, but sometimes you know you can borrow something that you've read or something that you've heard someone else say because it fits the moment, you know, it fits the person, it fits the situation. And other times your own example is going to be way better, even if it's relatively trivial.
Mm.
It's better because it's coming from you. It's authentic in that sense. And yeah, there's no right or wrong way around this, but it's tricky, huh? It's tricky and it's dead simple. And then it's tricky. It's dead simple. But I wanted you to get a sense of it. I wanted you to get a sense of how difficult my job is. I mean, so that you really appreciate much more. Because it's got hidden challenges, hasn't it? It does. It's got hidden challenges. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just the visible part,
yeah.
If you like.
It's
yeah.
And it's not really what you say.
No. You're absolutely right. You've hit it on the head. It's basically where you are within yourself in the moment essentially dictates everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the principles are about. It's about where you are in the moment in relation to your own thinking. That dictates not only your experience of life, how you feel, it also dictates your performance level. How well you communicate, how well you connect with people, how good your listening is, how good your observation is. All those things are reflective of your internal state in the moment too. So, you know, when we feel like we've lost a connection with someone, it's very easy to look at the other person and say, yeah, well, they didn't let me get a word in, you know, or they were just asking daft questions or da 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 da. But, you know, if you're centered in yourself, that won't bother you. It won't bother you. You'll just let that go, let it go to one side, and then you'll find a way to reconnect to the person. Yeah. But when you're not centered in yourself, you'll go with it and go, oh, they're just attacking me, so I'm going to defend myself. And then it's what Kathy Casey calls you're going down the rabbit hole with the other person. So we've got to be able to see that when someone else is going down, in whatever way they're going down, if they start going into an aggressive mode or an anxious mode or a defensive mode, the last thing we want to do is go down with them. Yeah, because the only hope we've got of saving them from going down there is staying out of there ourselves. If we go down there with them, we're both in trouble. And it takes a little practice. Anyway, thanks for giving it a go. You did great, as far as I'm concerned. It's just a fun thing. Don't take it seriously in that sense of it being, you know, having to get it right or do it right or got to, you know. It's a fun thing. I just want you to play with it. Play with it a little bit. So, we'll leave it there for today, unless you've got any questions, any other thoughts? Anything else? Huh? No more? I don't want to do this anymore, I just want to go home. Ah, there you go.
Kind of challenging, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, the training that I'm going to be doing from this year on, this training is going to change from this year. This is the last version of this that I'm going to do. So the next training I'm going to do, I'm calling it a facilitator training. So it's kind of, I'm upping the stakes, basically. Because the idea is, it does take it to a different level if you learn this with a view to sharing it, especially if you learn it with a view to sharing it in a professional capacity. It ups the stakes, because there's a whole skill set which is involved with the actual sharing of the delivering of it in effective ways in a variety of settings, which is it's additional to the degree to which you understand it yourself. And some people will have that naturally, some people won't, some of us need to practice it more than others, and so on. But that's, to me, that's my background. I love training, and I enjoy it. I like doing it. And what I see is that, for example, in this room, everybody here could, if they wanted to, they could offer this in a professional or semi-professional or whatever capacity. And you might need to learn some skills and refine those skills. You know, there'd be some things that would be really worth you practicing. And with practicing them, you'd get really good at it. But the raw material is great. It's already in place. And it starts with being grounded yourself. You know, that is the basis of it. Your own understanding is the springboard for everything else. The rest is just, you know, it's just finding creative ways to respond to a variety of things that people come up with, and different settings and stuff. And God, we did some exercises in the training I've been on. I was just completely stumped. I couldn't even speak. I was just sat there like, that's me, right? And normally you see me being relatively relaxed and competent and always having something to say. And I was just like, scrape me up and carry me away. Because they were, you know, they really raised the stakes. You know, so they put us in these pseudo corporate settings and stuff. You know, it was like a nest of sharks. I was like, oh my God, I just don't want to work with these people. Get me out of here. And then, you know, you kind of collect yourself and realize, actually, they're human beings too, you know. I lost sight of that temporarily. They're human beings. And if I could see beyond this front that this person's putting off, I could probably find a way to connect with that person as well. As soon as I snapped out of my own thinking, I'd find a way to reconnect. You connect with the human, not with the, you know, the appearance, the personality. You connect with what's behind it. And then you realize that that's true for everybody. Doesn't matter what the presentation is. So yeah, we had people role-playing nutters and schizophrenics, and you name it. It went way beyond the bounds of role-play, I can tell you.
That's the thing, isn't it? You know, when somebody starts, you think you're not acting.
That's what I said. There's a point where the line just blurs, and you suddenly realise you're completely in it. The moment that you're caught in something, it's not a role play anymore.
It's like pretending to be confident.
And it's tough. It was challenging, but it really stretched. You know, it stretched my sense of what I thought I was capable of handling. So I was very grateful afterwards. Mm. So thank you, folks. It's been a nice day. I've enjoyed the day with you. Enjoy your evenings, and we'll see you tomorrow. Last day tomorrow. Yeah.